I'm so glad you're able to join us for today's edition of the Our Daily Bread Devotional. Our reading is titled How to Reflect Christ, and it was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Therese of Lisieux was a joyful and carefree child until her mother died when she was just 4 years old. She became timid and easily agitated. But many years later, on Christmas Eve, all of that changed. After celebrating the birth of Jesus with her church community, she experienced God releasing her from her fear and giving her joy. She attributed the change to the power of God leaving heaven and becoming a man, Jesus, and through his dwelling in her. What does it mean for Christ to dwell within us? It's a mystery, said Paul to the Colossian church. It's one that God kept hidden for ages and generations, but which he disclosed to God's people. To them, God revealed the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because Christ now dwelled in the Colossians, they experienced the joy of new life. No longer were they enslaved to the old self of sin. If we've asked Jesus to be our Savior, we too live out this mystery of his dwelling in us. Through his Spirit, he can release us from fear as he did with Therese, and grow within us the fruit of his Spirit, such as joy, peace, and self-control. Let's give thanks for the wonderful mystery of Christ within us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 through 27. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, the knowledge that Christ dwells in us is really beyond our comprehension, and yet it is true. Even so, we so often struggle with fear and worry as a result of all the things that have happened in our life. We pray that you would remind us of your presence and bring a calm to our fearful hearts each day, so that we can go throughout this life in the freedom and abundance that you have promised us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.